gangs can be found in most major cities around the world, from the Yakuza in Tokyo and the Bratva in Moscow to the Latin Kings in Indianapolis. As Americans use the word, Parisian gangs are not really gangs. They do not have national and international criminal affiliations. Members are not in for life, and drug dealing is not one of their main activities. In Paris, the word describes a group of friends who hang out together in their neighborhoods because they're unemployed and bored. Many of them dress in gangster style, and they often listen to French rap, which is inspired by the same struggles and is similar in sound to American rap. However, Marwan Mohammed, who is a sociologist and gang researcher at France's National Center for Scientific Research, says the gangs in Paris are less violent and less organized.
Because c'est des groupes informels d'abord. C'est des groupes informels minoritaires.
Here it's more informal. You have no obligation to be in a gang. It's just more, there is no structure. You have not a chief like in America. It's less constituted.
Metropolitan Paris has a population of about 12 million people, and according to Mohammed, there's only 15 to 20 gang-related deaths each year. He says this is because the city does not have a culture of gun violence, but there are other reasons as well.
C'est une différence fondamentale entre la France et les États-Unis. Il y en a deux fondamentales.
One of the main differences between the gangs in the United States and the gang in France is that the drug traffic is disconnected from the youth in gangs. You can be a youth in gangs and a drug dealer. You have to choose.
In Paris, youth do not get involved with gangs to make money. There, basic needs are already met by the government, and gangs are more about belonging to a group than getting rich. Police say Indianapolis gangs' main priority is making money, so they devote a lot of effort to drug trafficking. Rival gangs will often interact peacefully if it means increased profits for everyone.
You and I may be in rival gangs, but if you are able to supply me with the drugs that I need, then you and I will get along for the time being, until you run out of drugs and I find some other gang member or gang leader who can supply me, and then we will get along.
That's Detective Brian Dixon, a member of the Indianapolis Criminal Gang Unit. He says there's a close relationship between gangs and drugs in Indianapolis. These gangs can range in size from 3 to several hundred members. Gangs in Paris and Indianapolis may be very different from each other, but young people in both places have similar reasons for joining.
They want to feel that sense of belonging. Some of these kids have never been loved. They have been raised, or shall I say, half raised in broken homes. They wake up in a dilapidated apartment somewhere and step over dilapidated furniture to go to a dilapidated school, and where, you know, they get substandard learning or whatever you want to call it.
The northeastern suburbs of Paris, where gangs are most common, are populated largely by people of immigrant heritage whose families arrived in France in the 60s and 70s. Those youth feel abandoned and discriminated against by the French. These areas are reminiscent of neglected urban areas in Indianapolis and other American cities. Mohammed and Dixon both say gangs are most common in poor urban areas where young people feel a sense of hopelessness, whether because they haven't felt loved, they lack quality education, or they feel neglected by society. For Y Press, I'm Nick Craven.